This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
But I want to talk to you about promises of God, promises kept and promises broken for this reason. Twice in the book of Joshua, Joshua talks about promises. The first time is earlier in the book where he talks about God keeping his promises to a prostitute, a woman by the name of Rahab, who made a deal with the spies that came into the land. If you will protect my family to the city of Jericho, I will offer you help. And they made a promise to her, you help us and we will protect your family. And God honored that promise and her whole family was spared when the city of Jericho was taken. The promise was kept. Today we're going to study a second time in Joshua where Joshua says not one of God's promises to his people failed, which is an interesting thing. Can you say that about your promises? No. Can I say that about my promises that I've made to people over the years? No, neither can you. But not one of God's promises failed. How much of your life is based on your results of what's happened in your life because of promises that were kept, promises that were broken? All of your life is based on promises. Some of you are here today and you have been the victim of one broken promise after another from somebody close to you, perhaps. It may have been a parent. It may have been a spouse. It may have been an ex-spouse. It may have been a coworker where promises were made and promises were broken. And to this day, you're impacted negatively by the broken promises of people. But also you're blessed by promises that have been kept, where somebody kept their word and 5 years later they said, I want to keep a promise to you. And they did something to indicate the fulfillment of that promise. What we're going to do is read the scripture in Joshua, where Joshua talks about the promises of God. And then I'm going to share with you not 4 points, but 4 promises out of scripture. People in the first service said this really spoke to them today in a powerful way. I hope it will to you. But let's read Joshua 21. We're preaching through the book of Joshua. We're in the 21st chapter, beginning at verse 43. So the Lord gave Israel all the land he had sworn to give their forefathers, and they took possession of it and settled there. The Lord gave them rest on every side, just as he had sworn to their forefathers. Not one of their enemies withstood them. The Lord handed all their enemies over to them. Not one of the Lord's good promises to the house of Israel failed. Every one of them was fulfilled. Not one of all God's good promises to the house of Israel failed. Every one was fulfilled. I want to talk about an incidental detail. It won't come up on the screen. But Joshua says that the Lord gave them the land. And there's an interesting addition to that in the book of Exodus. It says the Lord gave them the land little by little, which I find intriguing. Sometimes God gives you something in life over a period of months or years. Sometimes God releases a blessing in your life, and it's not all at once, but it's over stages in your life. And as you look back, you realize that God released that blessing a little bit at a time, or a portion at this moment when I needed it, and then this portion when I needed it. God does that because He's sovereign. It's at His timetable. I'm always amazed at people like me and you, who say, God, give me something and give it to me now. Give it to me yesterday. Give it to me right now when God has a timetable for releasing His blessings and gifts to us in our lives. I think it's interesting that the Lord not only gave them the land, He gave them victory, but He gave them rest. I love that verse, though, verse 44. The Lord gave them rest on every side, just as He had sworn to their forefathers. Do you know what that means? You ever had a time of turmoil in your life? It may be in the family, it could be at work, it could be anywhere. And then you go through a season of rest and you say, you know, we're experiencing peace right now. It's good.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.